You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
God, nice song. I love
Not
that song.
Not bad, huh?
Whatever gets you through the night.
Is that Elton John or Paul McCartney?
That's John Lennon and Elton John.
And Elton John. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I should know that.
You should know that.
I picked it out two years ago. I thought it was the Beatles or something. That is the voice of Frank Herman's, folks. If you missed the first 2 hours of the show, Seth Wickersham from ESPN was here. Check it out at civicmedia.us. Last hour, we had the wonderfully talented Frank Herman's here, and he's agreed to stick around for a few more minutes, even though his troops are down the street starting rehearsal.
They said we're
him.
Up and running. That's what I just got from them. So I'm not on till like midway through the first act.
I don't want to keep you.
No. I know my stuff.
If something happens,
I have
though,
everything
Frank,
memorized.
But there could be something. I've been in theater shows at times.
Theater
shows.
That's
like it's like.
You've done theater shows.
Let's go see a sports contest, and we'll slap five.
Slap five.
But they're gonna blame me. for it. No, I don't need
this.
That.
This is free press, Pete.
You got the whole
we
family.
We got thousands and thousands of people listening right now.
That's true. Yeah, the show is growing, and it is great to have you here,
statewide,
buddy.
Statewide, baby.
Heather Heil will be here at 7:20, folks. She is the business director. She is the director of business development at the Green Bay Children's Museum. She's going to tell us about everything going on there. But let's savor our time with Frank. By the way, our question of the night is, what is your favorite Paul Newman movie? Frank said...
Cars.
Conrad said Cars. I said Slapshot and The Sting, but I could have easily Cool Hand Luke. Cars, they're all great. He is fantastic.
Most beautiful eyes in show business.
Thank you. Paul Newman. You're talking about Paul Newman. Yeah, that's fine. I thought you meant Conrad.
Conrad's gazing. His beautiful eyebrows.
You know what it's like sitting here gazing into his fiery eyes every night when I'm trying to stay focused on a show?
Hard.
I can close my eyes. That's fine. we got a text from Anna from Madison saying, I love Frank.
Oh, thanks,
Who
Anna.
Doesn't?
Thank you. I love you too, man.
Thank you, Anna. Yeah. Anna, it's worth a road trip. Do you ever get down to Madison?
You know, I've done a few shows in Madison over the years, but we don't get down there a lot.
Yeah.
And I'd love to get down there more. Yeah. You know, there's a beautiful theater there right downtown. What is it called?
Gosh. Fairmore?
Yeah.
Love that.
I'd love to do that joint.
But it's got to be also, I'm sure you want to go to Madison or Milwaukee or Wausau or wherever, but like you got such a...
I do have a great gig here. It's you know, I pinch myself. 27 years we've been doing this. I started it out as a whim. Didn't think that I'd be doing this as a living. I don't really work, Pete.
No, I know.
I tell jokes. I play guitar. And
you
I get
do
to
fun
see
voices.
My kids do fun voices. Like Snotty Quackman. Yeah, but I have fun. And it's a good time. And it's professional theater. Everybody that works for me is top-notch performer in the state.
You got a whole troupe that you employ.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yeah, 13 people we employ.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's so great. You also have this outstanding family that's very, you know, are they in the show? I know your wife, Amy, is, but are any of your kids in the show? The
very musical. Rodeo? In fact, my son, I can't give out any information, but he may be in L.A. On a show.
Oh, wow.
In February,
nice.
But we can't announce anything yet. So,
okay, well, when you do.
Well, I will let you know. Okay. You can have him as a guest, too.
All right.
And then my son, Harrison, 14-year-old phenom, plays guitar, piano, drums. He's just proficient at everything. And he's had the lead in the musical at the Brilliant High School. And he's one of the leads in the play. And he does my shows every summer. In fact, in the Ding-a-ling Brothers Circus, he's the world's largest baby. That's what
Harrison?
He plays. Yeah, Harrison.
Harrison was on this show, Conrad, I don't know if you remember, about a year ago, played Dear Prudence.
Yeah.
When your kids, they're all musical, that's great, but did you have to, like, force them?
Nope, not at all.
Just in the genes.
In the genes. Harrison was playing drums in time when he was 12 months old, in time with beat.
That is nuts.
And then he got him his first kit when he was two. The kid's amazing. And then my son Jack can hear music, go to the piano and play it.
Wow.
And Vivian, my 10-year-old, can sing like her mother. You know, if you haven't heard Amy sing, she's just phenomenal. We have a very loud house.
I bet you do.
There's stuff going on all the time.
So, all right, I wanted to ask you, because this is interesting. I didn't know this. This flew under my radar. This is probably your 10th time on the show. Mm-hmm. You're one of the regulars here. We love having you as much as we possibly can. You have a book out, Frank. Yeah. 10 years old. I didn't know about this. Tell us about Simply Frank, the story behind the man, the brand.
Yeah.
And it got cut off on my...
It's called Simply Frank. In fact, we were number 42 on the Amazon list at one time. Yeah. Nice. So we sold 10,000 copies already. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
The printing. A friend of mine who was my editor at Frankly Green Bay, Andrew Cruz, who passed away 5 years ago of an aneurysm. Very sad. But he came up to me and said, "Hey, Frank, I want to write a book about you. You want to be a co-author?"
Oh,
I said, "Yeah."
On.
So for 8 months, he interviewed me and we just talked about my whole life.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way to 2006 when we moved to the Meyer. So it's everything I've done, Ben. We talk about Doc's Comedy Club. You're not in the book, though. I'm so sorry.
If
we knew each other better back then. But it talks about all the trials and tribulations when we got to here and the progression of Let Me Be Frank's to becoming a statewide place that people come from all over the state to see our shows now. And at that point, when the book was done, I think I'd written like 70 shows. Now we've written over 158 since then. Jeez. So, but the book is available. $5.
Not bad.
At every show, paperback. It's a great 2-hour bathroom read. That's what I say.
Yeah, prices
and
like
pictures.
That, you can't afford not to read this book, whether you're on the toilet
it's funny.
Or not.
It's a funny book. It's written humorous. And if you read the epilogue and all that stuff, it's, you know, we actually do it like a book. You know, there's all these cool things that we write and responses like, is this what a book is supposed to be like? You know, best book I've read since the last one.
So. You are fantastic at branding yourself. Like, you're this fun-loving guy. You got a big personality.
Thank you.
What I love is when I go to your website, and I discovered this on accident, too. There's a thing, if you move the mouse, there's a Frank head up in the upper. Yeah.
That's
and
it.
And that laugh, I go,
it scares you.
It does scare you, but I'm like, that's just Frank. That laugh.
That is.
Encapsulates your entire personality in a 1-second laugh.
So
that's
Herman,
impressive.
The Herman side of my family, they all laugh like that. Ha ha ha. It is annoying at Christmas or whatever. Everybody laughs like that. I got that gene.
God, I love that. That's great. All right, so check out the book, The Story Behind the Man, Simply Frank. Amazon?
$5? I took it off Amazon because I just hate mailing stuff out. And what they would do is sell it for me, and then I'd have to mail it out.
Yeah, that's not cool.
You know. Why don't you just take 1,000 books and do it there? So I stopped doing it. I just sell it at my shows now.
What other shows? All right, so you got Manawar Rodeo, February 5th at the Meyer. You're in Marinette this weekend. You got Shopko, Say Hello to a Goodbye, coming up in April. The Ding-a-Ling Circus, Hocus Pocus, and then we're already back at a Frank's Christmas. So what shows of these? If you had to tell people to check out one show, and they only had that kind of money, because times are tough, Frank.
Yeah.
Where would you tell them?
The one that's going on right now, Manawar Rodeo.
What are the
odds? Because if they come and see that show, they'll want to come to another one.
Is there a 50-50 raffle?
It. There's not a 50-50 raffle.
What, can you play something
else?
Yeah,
we're going to do something from Keith Urban. This is in the show.
Oh, love it. All right. Frank Herman's.
There's a new wind blowing like I've never known. And I'm breathing deeper than I've ever done. And it sure feels good to finally feel the way I do. I want to love somebody like you. I'm letting go of all my lonely yesterdays. I've forgiven myself of the mistakes I've made. Now there's just one thing, the only thing I want to do. Your arms around me, you let me know there's nothing in the world I can do. I used to run in circles going nowhere fast. I'd take a one step forward and up two steps back. Couldn't walk a straight line, even if I wanted to. Yeah, I want to feel the sunshine shining down on me and you. When you put your arms around me, oh baby, there ain't nothing in the world I can do. Sometimes I've toured for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. Couldn't want a greater life, even if I wanted to.
Is that in Manowar Rodeo?
That's in Manowar Rodeo. But we got a whole band playing, you know.
Yeah.
That whole song that plays way better than I do.
I find that hard to believe. Frank, when you go to places like Marinette or when you take your show on the road, do you have a preference? I mean, obviously the travel adds something to it, but where do you prefer? Are there different crowds when you travel?
You know what? Every crowd is different, and I always got to check if it's a dirty crowd or a clean crowd. You know how when you're a comic, you just you slide one, see how it goes.
So you start off with the bear hunting joke,
you
and then
just
see
start
what the
a little bit if they wanted a bluer show or not. And I got to tell you, it's pretty consistent everywhere we go. Of course, our shows are usually skewed a little bit more adult. Okay. You know, for and our I guess our demographic is 40 plus women. You know, that's who comes and sees our show. Because we're playing 70s, we're playing 80s, and some 50s and 60s. So, you know, it's an adult crowd. Now, Christmas, what I do Christmas, squeaky clean. Squeaky clean. But there's always innuendos in my show, never swearing or anything.
Right.
But you will, it's Saturday Night Live is what it is.
Yeah.
But it's Saturday Night Live from the 70s is what it is.
Okay.
You know, kind of how I explain it every time.
When do you have to have that hat back to Kid Rock?
Don't say that. You know, it's funny. My brother got me this hat like 10 years ago. I never wear it. So I went and got it out of the costume closet just for.
Is it Mike?
Yeah. My brother, Mike. Yeah.
He's the one that tried to get me fired from Docs. I'm just kidding. Last thing for you, Frank.
Yeah.
Will the Packers be back next year? And do you have a Super Bowl prediction?
I tell you what, it was a crazy year this year. I think what's going on with the new defensive coordinator, I think we need a new guy at special teams. I'm sorry, he's got to go. But what I like is that this new defensive coordinator was a head coach. He can cover some of those duties that LaFleur maybe was overlooking, and LaFleur can be more of an overseer. That's what I want to see. We got the best quarterback in the league. We got the top defensive end. And Jacobs, I mean, he's one of the best running backs. And we got the receivers.
Right.
You know, what else? We need offensive linemen. So that's what's going to happen in the draft. Right now, I'm telling you, number one draft pick is going to be an offensive lineman. Guaranteed.
Okay.
Or a cornerback.
That's Herman's prediction. And it would be funny if the special teams coordinator was on the phone about to order
Rick Bisacci, give me a call right
Manowar
now.
Rodeo.
I got to tell you.
You say that, he's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Here's what I think.
No
you,
tickets.
Frank.
No tickets.
Binge watching. Anything good? We got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, right now I'm watching Blackwater, and I just am into the Night Manager. Second season.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Hiddleston is one of my favorite actors. I got to watch the 2016 version of Night Manager. Fantastic!
I watched that, too. I haven't started the second season yet.
Oh,
I stumbled onto
good.
It. It is good.
And Roper, should I tell you a little bit? I won't tell you. The guy who plays the bad guy?
But I thought he... Okay.
Oh, he comes back.
All right, no spoilers. That's
spoiler.
Awesome.
Spoiler.
Frank Hermans, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks,
check out Manowar Rodeo February 5th at the Meyer Theater. We are coming right back with our pal Heather Heil. Knock him dead, Frank. Break a leg.
Thanks, buddy.
Pete Schwab and Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab, this is Nightlight. It is great to have you here, folks. Always fun to have Frank Hermans here. And now we are well into hour three. And if Frank wasn't enough, I've got another one of my Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin besties here in the studio with me. She is a regular here, one of our best chums, and she is also the Director of Business Development at the Green Bay Children's Museum, an outstanding facility, Miss Heather Heil.
Hi, I was going to say, like, let's light it up, but Frank has already, like, lit it up.
We are burning embers now
energy.
After Frank. I know.
God, woo, like, Frank.
He is a tornado, man. I love it. He's so much fun. Do you have a favorite Paul Newman movie?
Okay, so I actually did cheat a little bit because I saw the question come up today on the socials.
Yeah.
And I thought, come on, ask a question from like this century. Like, who's Paul Newman? Isn't he like a salad dressing person? Like, I don't think I've ever seen a movie with him in it. And then I had to Google him.
Wow.
Full disclosure.
I appreciate your honesty, but I am shocked, I will say.
And then I was like, oh, that's the guy from Slapshot.
Yeah.
Which I just happened to watch with my significant other, who it's one of his favorites.
Dan.
So, yes, Dan
I
the man.
I remember Dan. Dan was here once.
He was once. And then
in the shadows.
He said he didn't want to talk on the microphone, and then you talked to him on the microphone.
I
so
did?
You did. And now he's
I
like.
I broke that trust.
Yeah, he was like, nope, not going
oh,
in.
Oh, come on. Dan, give me a second chance.
No.
He's really that unforgiving,
but
you're,
he
you're,
is like a big fan of yours,
oh,
like
he
for
is.
Real. Like we listen to you a lot
oh,
at night, like
nice.
Before dinner and whatever. And actually, wow. The night that you had Boris here talking about the Dawn of Tiki,
yeah,
woo, we were like on fire. We were so excited.
That's
like
because
we're big Tiki people
tiki,
and rum
right.
people. And actually, Boris and I connected after that on Instagram.
Did you really?
Yep. So I've been following his fun little journeys.
He's
thank
such
you, Conrad.
A good guy.
Conrad brought me some little water, so I appreciate that.
It smells like eggs, but you know what? It'll cure your thirst.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Heather Heil is here, folks. Speaking of social media, I'm looking for your response here, and I don't see it. Did you put one on here?
I didn't put it on because I knew I was coming in to talk to you about
That's
it.
Fair.
And I also didn't realize that he was Doc from
Cars.
Doc
Hudson.
Doc Hudson.
I said Hudson Hawk.
The Hornet? Something,
yeah.
The Hornet.
No, what is it, the Hornet?
Yeah, it's the Hornet. Come on, Conrad.
It's Doc Hudson.
Right.
And the car was like a Hornet something.
It
was it?
Was Edsel,
it Hornet?
I think.
I know, but like it had a nickname.
Yeah, I think you're
like
right.
It was like, it wasn't the Green Hornet because it was a blue car, but it was like.
Right. Yeah, what was it?
The Fabulous Hudson Hornet.
The Hudson
the
Hornet.
Hudson Hornet.
I said Hudson Hawk, which is a Bruce Willis movie, so I got confused. I'm not perfect, Heather. I do make mistakes, as your significant other will attest to.
No, it was a little accident. Well, he's fascinating to talk to. I don't blame you for wanting to talk
to
him.
I could tell. I like the strong, silent type of person that doesn't need to talk. I always feel like those people have more to say.
He really does.
Yeah.
He is the strong, silent type. But when you get him going, especially like on the rum or the tiki or something.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to listen to him.
So where are you guys? Where are the best? You actually texted in that night. You told
I
me
did.
Some great tiki bars. One in Milwaukee. Is there one around here that you
there
like?
There's nothing around here. The most authentic tiki bar we have in Wisconsin is Foundation Bar in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
So we will travel down there quite frequently to do that. There's a couple little pop-up ones down there. We also like to do speakeasies in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Really, like, there's a fun place in Madison that does pop-up bars. It's on the corner, not Cleo's. That's Appleton. I can't think of the name of that one. But, yeah, so just kind of the craft cocktail people that appreciate a drink. And, you know, we appreciate $30 drinks, so.
$30 drinks, my God. What constitutes
I feel like that's what we're
a
paying.
Tiki bar? What makes it a tiki bar? Is it the tiki?
tiki is technically escapism. So when you think of like the Raffida and like frozen drinks, that's really not a tiki bar. It's a form of tiki. So an authentic tiki bar is typically really not well lit, very dark, has a lot of
candles and stuff.
Like not necessarily lighting. Candles, but lighting, very big into lighting. And again, just that craft cocktail with the tiki drinks and how they're prepared. And you're going to wait.
Yeah,
you know, 20 minutes for your drink, and they have great food, and so I would love to
They're all
to
known
go.
For craft cocktails,
mm-hmm.
even the ones that started decades ago?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Yep, so like when you think of a traditional Mai Tai, if you put any type of orange juice or pineapple juice in it, that is basically a Hawaiianized Mai Tai, and that's really not a tiki Mai Tai. There should be absolutely no juice in there other than some lime.
Yeah, I have to watch that documentary. I still haven't seen the documentary.
It's so good. The Dawn of Tiki is so, so good.
Oh, my God. I should have watched it that night because I had it right fresh in my head. I had it pulled up on my computer. Now I got to track it down, but I will.
We watched it in Milwaukee. We went to the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee and watched it, and those two of the film producers were there and talked about the making of it. It was totally up your alley. We gotta, like, you know, hang out more.
It's embarrassing. I know. Well, I ask you to come on the show every week, and you're always, like, doing this and doing that.
I know. I've got stuff to do.
You're like a socialite in Green. Is that a derogatory term, a socialite?
No, I don't think so at all. Okay. I love this community, and I love to participate in this community and enjoy the people and learn what we're doing and how we can be better together.
You said you met Frank Hermans 31 years ago.
I did the math in my car on the way here because I thought I was 19 years old when I met him, and he was an advertiser at the radio station that I worked for. He owned a little sports pub across from the railroad tracks. That was his line. Yeah.
How do you, that's pretty good, Frank, by the way. Where did you come from? Because you love this community, but you're not originally from here.
No. I have been in broadcasting since I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
And went to school at Winona State, and a job opened up here in Green Bay full time. So it moved me to Green Bay, and I just met the most amazing humans in that first job, who I am friends with all of that core group of people this day. And, here I am. And now I'm, helping with kids and education and all of the
fun
stuff with that.
You're doing an outstanding job. We're going to talk about a really cool engineering contest coming up next. We're going to break for the news. Matt Cassane says, so many. Slapshot, The Verdict. The Verdict is another great Paul Newman one. Richard Vargas says, Cool Hand Luke, always. Vince Moranto, wow, so many. Luke, The Hustler, Slapshot, just off the top of my head. We are coming right back after the news. Heather Heil is here, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got a quiz, a quick one. We'll see if we have time for it. Peach Wabba and Nightlight coming right back.
Yes, you're jumping on a fast train. Jumping on a fast train. Gotta go.
Yeah, all night long. And nobody don't dance on the edge of the dark. We've got the radio on. And it feels like love.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you here, folks. I will say this, Con. Steve from Bellevue, I know how to say that, said, I think Moscato, maybe Heather Heil knows
Moscato?
This. Moscato?
Yeah,
not
it's
the
like wine. Oh.
That's not, I don't think that's how it's pronounced, though, because Steve says he thinks it's pronounced Muscadet, but he's not positive either. So you're kind of a,
I like wine. Usually I order Moscato.
That wasn't the question, Heather. Okay. I don't know, but somebody did tell us last time how to say this, and I don't remember what it was.
I think it is Muscadet. That sounds familiar. Muscadet. Like someone said it before.
I would change that.
I would too.
I don't have that kind of
power.
Let's
just call it Moscato.
Either way, it's great to get texts. So thank you very much, and thanks for the clarification. Heather Heil is here, folks. She is the Director of Business Development at the fabulous Green Bay Children's Museum. And she comes by here every so often just to hang out with us because we need friends and we like to talk about all the
great things she's
doing.
Oh, you have lots of friends. I have to text you now and say, hey, Pete, let me in.
Well, I always get right back to you.
You do.
Don't I?
And you do.
And you do to me. So we have that going for us. I know your boyfriend doesn't like me, but...
He loves you. No. He is a huge fan. He's just got rules.
I didn't know that. Yeah, you should have said,
rules.
Pete, under no circumstances are you to even... say anything. Yeah. So, okay.
When he retires, he's all yours.
Lesson learned.
Okay.
When did this turn into a round of speed dating? I don't know what is that.
I don't know what's happening. Let's talk about this fabulous engineering contest that we are having at the Children's Museum.
At the Children's Museum. Okay.
And I'm most excited about this contest, the prizes for this thing. So, basically, we have sponsors who have underwritten the prizes that include camps at MIT.
Whoa.
3D printers, museum memberships, and I'm talking multiple things for the winners of these contests. So how do you get your child involved? How do you get your grandchild involved? How do you get your niece? How do you get your nephew involved? And I know, I brought visuals for radio because I'm just so awesome
We're on the stream. We get lots of viewers.
Through our sponsors, they helped us create these kits. They are 100% free. You come to the Children's Museum. You pick one up.
Okay.
You build a bridge with the materials inside of this bag. So I have some examples here. So we have one that actually someone with brains did, and then we have like mine. Which is like,
what kind of bridge is that?
Fly it, or it's more like a teeter totter.
I don't even know what's happening.
But the goal for the bridge is, and you can work with a partner if you want to, but you can only have one kit between the two of you. Okay. We are looking for children who are in second to fifth grade or sixth to eighth. Those are the two categories to put them in different levels. And then we will take weights and measure them on how strong your bridge actually can stand up. I'm not even going to put them on mine because I know that it will crush
it.
And I need to do it for some TV later to just crush it.
You're doing TV later?
On Friday.
Oh, on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I need to take my poorly built bridge for that. However, we want to foster that creativity and that engineering with your kids and give them the credit that they have. Where, again, you know, a smaller child made this gorgeous bridge, like
that's
nothing.
Really good, yeah.
And then I did this.
I'm not seeing a bridge.
It's a bridge. Like a goat could go over it and a troll could live under there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, goat.
Are you going to bring this onto your show you have to go to later?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. But it's Friday. I thought you were like leaving here and doing Fallon or something.
Maybe I will. You just never know. Fallon with my popsicle sticks.
So, all right.
totally on brand for him.
So tell us what else. So this is spectacular. Am I too old for this?
You are too old for this, but if you're interested in maybe judging, you could come to the museum and help us judge for that so that you can still pick up, again, free. The kit is free. You put it together. You come to the museum. Now, parents, if you're helping your kids with this, you're not going to be with your child when they're explaining to the judges what they did. So just know.
Okay. The
judges will know
how
much work the child really did on the bridge.
Right.
And then you come to the museum for that judging on the first weekend in February. And you get to play in the museum. You can bring your entire family. So you get to play in the museum. You get to compete in this competition. And again, there will be people from MIT there. So this is legit.
And that's the prize. You get to go to...
You could go to MIT and go to one of their engineering camps this summer.
Wow. That's...
How incredible is that? What an opportunity.
This is you. This is business development,
right? It is business development. One of our newly appointed board of directors is an alumni of MIT.
I love that.
And part of when they are onboarded onto the museum, I take them out for coffee and I understand what makes them tick. And she is very passionate about women, especially engineering, and giving opportunities to all children, and said, let's do a contest.
This is so great, Heather.
And
I
here we are. So you can pick these kits up through this weekend. So we'll have them. The museum will be open till 5 o'clock on Sunday. So you can stop by the museum, just say, could I get one of the engineering kits? Boom. They'll hand you one.
So they give it to you. You take it home. You build the bridge.
You build the
bridge. And then you bring it back.
And then you present it to the judges. And you do need to just register so we know, you know, that you're coming in that time slot in there on that weekend day. But you just go online and I'm Pete Schwaba. I'm building a bridge. I'd like to come on there. So we've pushed this back because of all of the media I'm doing with this. So we're going to do it in those 2 days.
Wait, which two?
So we're going to do it on Saturday, February 7th.
February 7th, okay.
And Sunday, February 8th.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep.
Okay. That's excellent. Wow. How fun.
Right?
Good score. So this is kind of the stuff you do.
It is the stuff we do. So not only do I get to help you find out how you want to invest your money into the community, but I actually get to like do the stuff.
It's great. I love this. Green Bay Children's Museum. Tell us what else is going on there and where can people... is it free to get in?
It is not free to
get
in.
However, typically,
play is the right of every child. So if you come to our museum doors and say, "Hey, I need some help," we do have some funding that we can help you with that.
I love what you just said. You said, and this is your motto on the website: where kids play to learn, and parents learn to play.
Correct.
So it's interactive with kids and parents.
It is.
But parents do not build the bridges.
Let them build the bridges.
Was that your motto? Where kids learn to play and.
I didn't come up with that. No, that was pre-existing before me.
Mm-hmm.
right. But it's pretty great, right?
I love it. Yeah. I love everything about the Children's Museum. So you also have something. This is kind of funny. You have an exhibit called Under Construction.
We do.
And I was looking through all the exhibits, and I saw Under Construction. I said, oh, this one's not ready yet. I want to ask her about that. Mm-hmm. But that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I know. The Under Construction exhibit that's under construction. Right. Yes.
So tell me about that. That sounds fun.
So a part of our capital campaign, which we are in the last million and a half of raising for that. So wow. No donation is too big or too small. Okay. We don't want to get ourselves into a position where we're not able to build it. So we need to raise the money before we start building the building. But we've purchased all of our supplies for everything. All of our exhibits are at the exhibit builders. And one of them is about construction. So when we work very closely with NWTC, St. Norbert College, also with UWGB. The trades are being desecrated right now, Pete. Yeah, you know, when you and I went to college, or graduated high school, we were told, go to college, get a 4-year degree. No one said, go learn how to weld, go learn how to be an electrician. Man, if I could go back, honestly, I would be a plumber. And I'm not even joking.
I know they make a ton of money. I get that.
Because
I know
specialized and they're amazing, and they should.
Could there be a halfway point between college and trades where you can learn critical thinking on your own, but you get so much more out of college. And I'm just a little skeptical of the anti-college movement. And I'm not saying you're anti-college, but I like both. Obviously, we need people with trades, and they make good money.
Well, and the trades will need to do that as well. So what we're finding, especially with NWTC, who is a technical college, that they're doing both, and a lot of companies are bringing, students right out of high school. You're my apprentice. I'm going to give you on-the-job experience, but I want you to have a brain. Right. I want you to know that critical thinking. So that they can set themselves up for further leadership and moving all of that forward.
Oh, that's great.
So,
NWTC does really amazing stuff.
They really do. We know that children are learning when they're in their mother's womb. We know that. We know you should be reading to them. That all of those, always be reading. But as soon as learning that, think about when you were a child, and when we see children going charge it and they know with the swipe cards and they mimic the world around them. So we're trying to give them the tools to succeed and working through the trades with doing that. So they'll be able to do some virtual welding in this new exhibit. They'll be able to, through snap circuits, learn how to configure electricity.
That's so great,
Isn't
Heather.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Heather
Heil so
is the Director of Business Development at the Green Bay Children's Museum, a just absolutely phenomenal facility. And one of their exhibits is under construction, but we won't go back over there.
But it's under construction.
What about the farmer's market? That looks cool.
Yeah, farmer's market. So what we try to do with our farmer's market is we try to mirror not only our community and things that are happening at our farmer's market, but we also try to globally look at farmer's market. So, for a couple months, it might be if you were in Japan, what might you find at a Japanese farmer's market?
Oh, interesting.
Or if you were in Jamaica, just different areas of the world of things that you would find. And again, just talking pieces of exploring our world, our little world around us. And kids are just sponges and want that. So
yeah.
And you've a got fun so, way to do it.
You've got so many. You've got the imagination system, Splash, the diner. Mm-hmm. Do you have an exhibit where kids go in and they just flock to it?
Honestly, so most exhibits, think about your kids growing up and their toys, and they just destroy their toys because they play with them so hard.
Yeah.
So exhibits' lifespan is usually 5 years. Okay. We have one exhibit that is our digestive system, which they call the mouth.
We've talked about that.
We've had that thing for 15 years now and just keep refurbishing it because it is such a favorite of the kids with health and wellness. And they climb in a mouth and they go down the esophagus in a slide and they climb through the intestines and what goes in must come out. So they come out the back end and learn about all the fun vernaculars that goes along with digestion.
Mm-hmm.
Kids love gross stuff though. Let's be honest.
True. That keeps them coming back probably. So what about, you have this other great exhibit, Snow Much Fun. Given how cold it is this winter, mm-hmm. how much snow we've gotten, maybe something more tropical for next year? Line that up if you could.
Well, here's the thing, though. With Snow Much Fun, which is going on all of this month at the museum, which is almost over. I can't believe it. It's been like 7,000 days this January. But we haven't been able to be outside a whole heck of a lot because it's been so cold. So we bring all of those activities inside. So like this past weekend, we had a Bay Nordic ski team at the museum and they brought skis so kids could try on skis and what they felt like and move around in them. We had indoor snowball fights. We had an indoor skating rink that they could slide around on their socks. So still be a part of the fun and burn the energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we have a
quiz
we can
for
keep
me.
You. We have a quiz, but is there anything else? We've got to do a break in about a minute. And I just want to say you've totally redeemed yourself.
Thank you.
Bridge that Heather built. She is a bridge builder.
I'm a bridge builder.
Metaphorically and literally, but you know, I think
you can build a bridge, my friends.
Totally validated yourself after this. We're going to give you our quiz. This is a Green Bay Children's Museum quiz.
Oh.
So I'll show you the answers
now. I'm really nervous.
We are coming back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Heather Heil is here, folks, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. We are on the home stretch here at Nightlight on a Tuesday night. Great to have you with me, folks. Thank you for all your calls and texts tonight. I'd like to thank Seth Wickersham, senior ESPN writer and author of American Kings, a quarterback biography of the quarterback. It was great to talk with Seth. Frank Hermans was here in the studio, a whirlwind of entertainment. Great to connect with Frank as usual. And Heather Heil, one of our Nightlight best chums, is here. Always fun to have Heather.
Thank you so much.
It is weird. Like, you have to follow Frank, and you're pretty mellow. Like, you're fun. You had a construction outfit on last time you were here.
Yeah, it's actually in my bag. I still have it here.
Yeah. I thought you were actually going to jackhammer the studio.
His outfit was so great.
Oh, it was
so great. He had the fringy jacket, which had I known, I got fringy boots. Like, you know, I would have like.
All right. So check out the Green Bay Children's Museum, folks. Outstanding stuff. Heather is the director of business development there. They have a great engineering contest coming up. Give us the details one more time.
Yep. So students, 2nd to 5th grade and 6th to 8th grade, absolutely free. Stop by the museum now through Sunday at 5:00. We have free kits. You pick them up. You register them online. You have your child build the bridge.
Build the bridge.
They come in. They get assessed. And they could win some unbelievable prizes.
Including a summer camp MIT.
Go look online at a summer camp for MIT for engineering for your child. So, and I know that there are some children out there who just really, really belong at this camp. And this is just a really perfect way to get them there.
I kind of feel like, I don't know if you're like me, but they didn't really have children's museums when I was growing up.
No,
I kind of blame that for me being a solid C student.
I agree. It was like, go outside, eat dirt, figure it out.
All right.
I don't know.
Heather is always fun, folks. She is here. We are going to give her here's what we're going to do. We're going to check Heather's knowledge of her own place of employment.
Oh, boy.
This is a Green Bay Children's Museum quiz. She is the director of business development there. This could be horribly embarrassing if she doesn't do well.
And I crush almost every quiz you give me about nonsense. So I have to like bring it here.
Well, since the Friends quiz. Because you gave us the impression that you knew. I said, how well do you know the show Friends? Because we wanted to give you a quiz on it. You said, you texted back in all caps, we were on a break.
Yeah, pivot.
So I thought,
see,
she's going to crush
it. No, you asked me questions I had no idea.
All right. This is our Green Bay. Are you ready, Con?
You are not going to need that, Conrad.
Yeah. This is where she works, dude.
There you go.
Green Bay Children's Museum quiz. Compliments of Nightlight. Conrad put this together moments ago.
It's
hot off the presses.
I believe in you.
All right, here we go. Number one, in the digestive system exhibit, where you are the food, what can you climb into? A, a giant ear. B, a giant mouth. C, a giant nose. Or D, the large intestine.
You climb into the giant mouth that takes you to the large intestine.
It's almost like a trick question. Kind
Which of actually you would fit in there. So when you come to see me, you could climb in there and in do the large it as intestine? Well.
Would yep. that be weird?
No.
Creepy middle-aged guy climbing it's like, through the...
Welcome okay. to my world, friends who play.
Do you get a lot of single men showing up at the Children's Museum?
Sometimes we do. Kind of and we do have a rule. Every adult needs a child and every child needs an adult.
I think that's
so
smart.
It's a pretty yeah. solid
background
rule.
Checks at
yeah,
the door. That
no.
comes. Okay. All right. All right. Number two, the dinner exhibit is based on which time period? The 1920s. That's A. B, the 1990s. C, Pete Schwab's kitchen in the 2000s. I don't know how Conrad knows about that. Mm. Or D, the 1950s.
It's the 1950s. The 50s diner.
Two for two, baby. Three more questions to go. I think we can squeeze these in.
We got
Heather
this.
Heil is two for two. Number three, which stop in the town allows families to design, assemble, and take apart parts of a car? Is it A, the auto shop, B, the F1 garage, C, NASCAR pit stop, D, Pete's Marinette stop?
The auto shop. And actually, it's Scandrew's Auto Shop. So we have a sponsor for that. So
Very
we like to work
nice.
With our community and do programming with them.
I love it. This is great. Three for three, Conrad.
Yay. Three for three.
I think you could challenge her a little more next time.
You said make it easy, five-question quiz.
I would never yeah. say that. Don't get
make
us embroiled
it super easy for her.
In a quiz show type.
Remember that Friends fiasco?
Four, the splash exhibit revolves around which body of water? Is it A, the Fox River, B, the Great Lakes, I've heard of them, C, the pond behind Conrad's apartment formed from ice that melted this winter? That's not wordy enough. D, the Menominee River.
It is the Fox River.
Oh, my gosh. Four
and
for
we
four.
Actually have a Leo Frigo bridge that goes over said water gallery.
Do you really?
For real.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number five. Which exhibit in the town? That's all I've got. That's what Conrad wrote.
He forgot. I forgot one part of it.
I think one part. What's the rest of the question?
Is your favorite?
Which exhibit is my favorite? Yeah. I do really like them all, but my favorite would have to be our veterinarian clinic. And that is I love working with Dr. Pat. With my whole entire heart. He is a veterinarian here. He just retired, but he would come in and actually do like a stuffed animal hospital and really took an invested interest in our museum. And that is the goal of the museum, is to have community partners and to give that learning to all children and families.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
What you're doing. Good luck on the capital campaign and good luck with all these exhibits. It's just a great space. So we're lucky to have it. And we're lucky to have you.
Well, thank you. I'm lucky to be there. And thank you so much for having me. Yeah. Hey, are you watching the Super Bowl halftime show?
I was going to ask you for a prediction, actually. I'm going to. I don't know much about Bad Bunny. I always watch the Super Bowl.
I've been listening to his music a lot lately,
really?
Like getting amped up for this because I didn't know really anything about him. I'm excited for this
me
show.
Me too. You know, there's a lot of great concerts happening around the Super Bowl area, too. It's going to be a spectacle. It should
Green
be fun.
Day.
Yeah, Green Day, Sting.
How great is Sting?
He's,
I mean, come on, you
guys.
He's
coming into his own as a performer. Will you come back and do this again soon?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have to do our annual Oscar show because we got to watch all of our Oscar movies. I haven't seen one yet.
I've only seen four, so I got six to go. I have time, but we'll do it.
Watch Marty Supreme.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
That's a sleeper. It should be good. Okay. I'm excited. Heather Heil, folks, thank you so much. Continued success. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And let us take your picture through the window before you leave.
Oh, what am I going to do?
All right. This is Beach Schwab. Thanks for everything you guys contributed to the show tonight. Always fun when you guys participate. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Beach Schwab saying good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.